And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 31st of July, 2014. It's the birthday of the author of the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling, born near Bristol, England in 1965. Studied French in college, then went to work for Amnesty International as a secretary. She was on a train coming home to London from a weekend looking at flats in Manchester, 1990, when she suddenly got the idea for Harry Potter. She said, "I was looking out of the window at some cows, I believe, and I just thought, boy doesn't know he's a wizard, goes off to wizard school." I have no idea where it came from. I think the idea was floating along the train and looking for someone, and my mind was vacant enough, so it decided to zoom in there. She found a publisher 6 years later who paid her an advance of £1,500, and in 5 years' time, J.K. Rowling went from being on public assistance to being a multimillionaire. It's the birthday of Kim Adonizio, the poet and novelist, born Washington, D.C., 1954. Most recent book of poetry, Lucifer at the Starlight, came out a couple years ago. Kim Adonizio, who said, "What I've learned is simple. If you nurture it, it will expand, and it will nurture you in return." It was on this date, 1703, the novelist Daniel Defoe was put in the pillories in London for sedition. He'd published a little satiric pamphlet advocating that the Church of England deal with nonconformists or dissenters simply by killing them. The church didn't see it as a joke. They found him. He was tried, found guilty, imprisoned, and sentenced to stand three times in the pillory where people would likely throw rotten eggs at him. But his satire was popular, and the crowd drank to his health, and they pelted him with flowers. And it's the birthday of the chemist and writer Primo Levi, born in Turin, Italy, 1919. He was in northern Italy hoping to join the resistance against the Nazis. When he was captured, he was sent to Auschwitz, where he worked as slave labor in a rubber factory. He wrote two memoirs about his wartime experiences, If This Is a Man and The Truce, and also novels and stories and poems. Primo Levi died in 1987 after he fell or jumped from his third-floor balcony in Turin. The coroner ruled his death a suicide, and he had been suffering from depression, but some of his friends argued that he'd complained of dizziness a few days before and that, as a chemist, he certainly would have chosen a more foolproof method of committing suicide with less risk of paralysis. Here's a poem for today by Leo Dangle entitled In Memoriam. In the early afternoon, my mother was doing the dishes. I climbed onto the kitchen table, I suppose to play, and fell asleep there. I was drowsy and awake, though, as she lifted me up, carried me on her arms into the living room, and placed me on the davenport. But I pretended to be asleep the whole time, enjoying the luxury. I was too big for such a privilege, and just old enough to form my only memory of her carrying me. She's still moving me to a softer place. In Memoriam by Leo Dangle, from his collection Saving Single Trees, published by WSC Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.